Now this is a dictation for Laila, L-I-L-A, Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E, July 26, 35, addressed as a letter to Dr. Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, 224-0951. Dear Dr. Messenger, follow-up for Laila with chronic kidney disease, probably from hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Last visit was in May, comes accompanied with son. She's in a wheelchair, weaker, poor oral intake, some confusion, denies vomiting dysphagia, frequent diarrhea, no bleeding, chronic incontinence of the urine, no cloudiness or blood, has not required supplemental oxygen, denies any recent fall, there has been hospital admission back in May, from May 19 to May 25, with atrial fibrillation, rapid ventricular response. Son is not aware of a heart attack, pneumonia, dialysis, or gastrointestinal bleeding. I review medications on discharge with active medications. She remains on ARB, irbesartan, clonidine was discontinued, takes metoprolol, emiodarone. She ran out of the Eliquis and was not refilled. Off amlodipine, off diltiazem, and off Prilosec. She looks ill. Blood pressure was 109.97. No respiratory distress. No pericardial rap. Looks very frail, muscle wasting. No major edema, evidence of peripheral vascular disease, no gross focal deficit. She has a corneal calcification on the left side, and she's blind from that area. Her good eye on the right side, according to sun, sight is decreased. Now she's in a wheelchair. Next paragraph, recent chemistries from November. Creatinine worsening up to 2.6 from a baseline 1.4 to 1.6. Calcium was elevated. Low sodium, normal potassium, elevated bicarbonate, normal albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute on chronic renal failure. Hypercalcemia that needs workup. Symptomatic with hypovolemia, hypotension, mental status changes, poor oral intake. She needs evaluation. They are from Midland. I'm asking them to go to the emergency room at Midland for appropriate treatment. Likely she will need to restart also prophylaxis for thromboembolism given the history of atrial fibrillation. She's also exposed to amiodarone. All workup needs to be updated, considering her high likelihood of multiple hospital admissions. Likely she needs to follow with nephrology locally. I do not know who is going to be assigned on this hospital admission in Midland. That person should follow her. End of dictation.